This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With us is Becca Beckett-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, founded Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I really wanted to take this week off.
Because?
I'm tired. I don't think I've ever taken a week off, but I couldn't. Because then I couldn't tell you about the cool artist in Eureka Springs who paints pet portraits. Tomorrow is another of the new Saturday Art Adventures in Eureka Springs. And the theme this week is pets.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there will be giant dog and cat cutouts where kids of all ages can pose for pictures. You know, where you poke your head through.
Sure.
There will be a pet and owner look-alike contest. There will be a pet parade. And there will be demonstrations by artist Betty Johnson, who paints pet portraits.
Okay.
I love this woman. She was one of those kids who was always pictured with a dog or a cat or a duck. You know, there's a picture of her howling with a dog when she was a little kid. An artist all her life, she finally decided, well, why don't we put that passion for pets to work? And she paints pet portraits. So you can take her great photos of your pet, and she will make a pet portrait for you. Now, you're going to have to negotiate price and stuff because we didn't talk about that.
Okay.
But she has her own muses, Lily, who's a 7-year-old Boston Terrier, and Zoe, who's a 4-year-old pug. Mm-hmm. And if you need a furry muse, the Good Shepherd Humane Society will be at Basin Spring Park with furry critters that you can adopt. So all in all, it's a win-win situation.
And this takes place when?
This is Saturday in Eureka Springs. Starts about 10. The pet parade's at 3. And, you know, just like I thought everyone should have a child after we adopted Amanda, I now think everyone should have a dog. So you can find out more at 253-6164 or EurekaSpringsArtAdventure.com. And then Saturday evening, you can take the kids to the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks for the Firefly Fling. You talked to them the same day I did, right, Antoinette?
Yes, we did.
So what did you think?
Sounds pretty cool. She, Marie Buchan, who's helping produce the event, took us around the garden, sort of pointed out where things will be so you could sort of get a better vision of what it's going to look like. Because I have not attended the event.
I haven't either, because every time I try to go, there's such a crowd that I just give up and turn around.
It's really a lot of fun.
And I suspect that will be true again.
Probably.
Fairy houses
mm-hmm.
in the shade garden, and wishing chimes in the vegetable garden, and bread on a stick. I so want to do that.
Yes, that sounded delicious. Chef Michael from NWAC, I think, is coming
to help Michael
with that.
Kuvner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to wrap dough around a stick like marshmallows, and you can roast it over the fire. Mm. Fire fun for kids.
I'm kind of excited about the fire spinners, speaking mm-hmm. of fire.
Yeah.
And Bongo Willie. And Jason Sewell of Trike Theater has a new shadow and blacklight puppet play called Ta-da.
Where will that take place?
Wherever they put him.
Oh, okay.
I think in the new Little Sprouts area, but it won't be until later. It doesn't start till 9:10.
Because it's got to be dark.
Right.
Right. It's based on the book Houdini, the Amazing Caterpillar. 6 to 10 Saturday, Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. $8 for individuals, $24 for families of 4, and $40 for groups of 6. And there will be shaved ice and things like that for sale. And finally, it's Miss Arkansas Weekend.
In Hot Springs?
In Hot Springs. You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Miss Arkansas pageant because when I first started at the Springdale News, Deanie Walker, who was the pageant matriarch of Northwest Arkansas, came in, took me by the ear and said, "You're going to cover the Miss Northwest Arkansas pageant." I said, "I don't know." She said, "Uh-huh, yeah, you are." And I ended up meeting so many wonderful girls. Stephanie Strait, who was Miss Northwest Arkansas. Regina Hopper, who was Miss Arkansas. Debbie Turner, who was Miss America. There are great young women underneath those crowns. There are 13 young women representing the 12 counties of northern and western Arkansas out of the 46 total competing. The final preliminary pageant starts at 7:30 tonight, and Saturday's finale starts at 7:30 tomorrow at Summit Arena, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster. The third Friday Twilight Walk, 5 to 9 o'clock tonight in downtown Rogers. Hello Dolly continues at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale with shows at 7:30 today, 7:30 tomorrow, and 3 o'clock Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Opera in the Ozarks continues this weekend. We're wrapping it up.
Getting close to that finish line.
July 22nd is the last show. So, De Fledermausse tonight, The Marriage of Figaro tomorrow night, and there's a special show Sunday at Arend Art Center, 800-595-4849, and Fun Bags perform tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. At UARC?
8 o'clock at the UARC Ballroom. including people like Jason Sewell and Kevin Kinder and Mike Thomas and Julie Gable.
Mark Landon Smith.
Very funny people. And it's only $5. And you will laugh until you can't breathe. So that's my advice for the weekend.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Biggin-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.